This is Becoming Wise, an inquiry into the mystery and art of living. I'm Krista Tippett. Eve Ensler is best known for her play The Vagina Monologues, which has become a global force in the face of violence against women and girls. But she herself also had a violent childhood. And her lifelong work with the difficult, redemptive matter of female physicality came into relief in a new way when she was diagnosed with cancer in her 50s. So in 2010, you are helping create something called the City of Joy, and you discover that you have a huge malignant tumor, right? Yep. In your uterus. And you have these, you said that cancer landed in your body just as Congo had landed you in the body of the world. And there's something in your story, and I know you know this, which is so iconic for this great contradiction of, especially of modern women, I think, Western women maybe, how, on the one hand, attentive to our bodies and obsessed by our bodies we can be, and yet not inhabit them, and not even know that we're not inhabiting
exactly.
them. And for you, this crusader going around the world with V-Day, to make that discovery is just, it's remarkable.
Well, you know, I think everything's in stages and is incremental. I think my whole life, if I look at the body of literature and theater pieces I've written, I think it's been this huge journey and attempt to get back into my body. I mean, every play on some level. And it's really an interesting thing. I think you think you're in your body, and then you get cancer, and you wake up after 9 hours of surgery with tubes and catheters and all kinds of things coming at it, and you realize that it's the first time in your life you've ever been in your body. Like, you are body, you are pure body. And that experience is so incredible. It was so incredible to be in my body, to not have this be an abstraction, you know?
I'm also thinking a lot lately about how, you know, how Descartes has so much to answer for it. This idea, I think, therefore I am, you know, which sounds like a piece of philosophy, but our Western culture is so built
deeply
around this way overly cerebral, disembodied way that we've created all of our institutions, and we're so impoverished. We're so much smaller for it.
So much smaller.
Yeah.
You know, during it's so funny that you're saying that, because during my cancer, I used to just chant all the time, "I feel, therefore I am," you know? And I'm in my body, therefore.
I feel, therefore I am.
Yeah, I feel, therefore I am.
Yeah.
I feel, therefore. I know, I can feel my existence. I feel my body. I feel the breath. I feel the living, breathing fiber that is humanness, you know? And I think this notion of objectivity, as if that were ever possible.
Right.
As if the brain could somehow separate you from your subjective self has created a level of disassociation on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
You can get yourself into some mindset which keeps you from opening your heart.
I was at a gathering a couple of weeks ago, and there were neuroscientists there and artists, actually some poets, a poet from Sierra Leone and a poet from northern Uganda, which a lot of the themes that you talk on, speak about were there, but and there were contemplatives. We talked about, again, to language, how, the Buddhist word for it is, it's heart, mind. It's heart and mind are the same thing. And when these Western neuroscientists first started studying the brains of meditating Tibetan Buddhist monks, the monks thought this was so hilarious that they were putting the electrodes on the head.
As opposed to the heart.
Yes.
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 Absolutely.
But actually, the science is actually also helping us understand that our brain is an organ, right? And that what we experience as feelings lodge in our bodies as well.
And nothing separate. Again, everything got separated.
Yeah.
But they're not separate. There's a direct line that goes from and to. And I think that is, to me, the most exciting thing about being alive right now is rewiring ourselves and reconstituting ourselves to understand that this is all connected, not only here, but outside of us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, that's the time we're moving into now, like, where we get out of this. You know, you can't dominate people without separating them from each other and from themselves. Mm-hmm. The more people get plugged back into their bodies, each other, the more impossible it will for us to be dominated and occupied. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really the work right now. And I don't mean that in a narcissistic way. I mean, like, how in our daily lives are we connecting in every single respect with ourselves and everything around us? Because that's where transcendence comes from. That's where real energetic transformation comes from.
Eve Ensler's beautiful memoir on cancer, life, and love is called In the Body of the World.
On Being is supported in part by Penguin Press, the publishers of Krista Tippett's New York Times bestselling book, Becoming Wise, An Inquiry into the Mystery and Art of Living. A grounded and fiercely hopeful vision of humanity for this century, of personal growth, renewed public life, and human spiritual evolution. Becoming Wise is available now, wherever books are sold.